This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law on your Monday. There she is, Anne-Marie in 2002. Wonder why she called, why did she call it 2002?
I'm not sure, but good afternoon,
Dean Murphy. Good afternoon, Anna Murphy.
Good afternoon, Tim and all the Joysters.
Hello,
who are listening.
Pete.
Welcome to Murphy's Law. You were saying?
2000. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter.
No, I think because a song has songs within a song. I've already talked about this.
Yes.
All from the year 2002.
Oh, where was I?
Because you don't listen.
You were probably stuck in 2002.
Yeah. I have been for quite a while.
Bingo bango.
Bingo bango. Now, listen, I just want to say what a ripper weekend it was. Weather-wise, wasn't it amazing?
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't see any of it.
Wow, where were you?
I was at work. Carry on.
As it was very warm.
It was warm. It was lovely. False sense of security, though, really.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yesterday.
You know, and today.
It cracked it.
Crap.
Today it's freezing.
But didn't it bring out Melbourne alive? You know, 18 degrees on whatever it was on Saturday, and you could just feel the energy in the air.
I have to say, and I love this place. I never want to move again. I've lived in many other places, but Melbourne's stupid. Oh. With the weather, it's just silly. It's just ridiculous. And nobody any year gets their head around it.
No, ever.
I just think it keeps you
weird.
On your toes.
Well, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yes. And I like stupid, so I'm not sure why I bothered mentioning
you
it.
You do like stupid, don't you? You do.
Yep.
We have a ripper show coming up.
My
We've
God.
Got so much to talk about.
Well, there's so much fodder here today.
There
and
is,
for people
actually.
At home doubting whether we do any research ever, well, I'm going to say stick it in your pipe and smoke it because we've got more article research than you can poke a stick at.
When we say research, we use it very loosely, don't we?
It's been collated.
I don't think you needed to go there. Like, just leave the imagination.
Well, okay, if you think it's going to be such a great show, I'd like everyone who's listening, who listens to the entire show, to give us a rating out of 10 at the end of the show.
This has never gone well in 7 years.
Well,
every time you do it, we get abuse.
Look, we've just had a message here through from Matthew that says, "Dearest MILF."
Not sure who that's addressed to.
Has Dean been teabagged lately? That is so random. As for the rating, 8 out of 10. Oh, good. He's liking the show.
Great.
Wants to know whether I've been teabagged.
Is that in reference to my story when I used to be a MILF?
I have teabagged.
And I haven't
just
had
teabagged
you.
Me.
With don't say that.
Cup of tea from the Joy kitchen.
God, that was hard.
That was hard.
Anyway, back on track.
Gross.
Now, listen, what were you...
I've turned over a new leaf.
Have you?
Yes. So last week, because I've been very resistant to going to the gym in the mornings because I'm like, it's too cold. And then I was always going to walk the dog in the morning, but then it's got so cold that the walks in the morning haven't been as vigorous as we need to do.
And then
you're just sort of rushed for the rest of the day and it hangs over your head. And then my other brother said, I've started going in the morning and I made this. I was like, oh, I can't do that because of the dog. And I thought, no, do you know what? I can. I've just got to change my attitude all last week and this morning. I'm a new person.
Oh, does she need the clap?
I do need the clap. I would just like to say, if you're tempted to change it up and start exercising in the mornings, do it. Whole different attitude.
I think you'll find that most of our Joy listeners probably train in the morning.
Do they?
Well.
I don't know.
No.
Oh.
Actually, it's nice.
Tim,
I'd like to get it.
Let us know. Do you train in the morning or after, or just whenever you can?
Out.
Like for me, it's changed my life. I'm stoked.
What are you doing in the morning? What are you doing?
Well, see, I've got a little app, a fitness app, one of those, you know, with one of the famous ladies. I don't know whether I can give her an unofficial plug.
Jane
her
Fonda.
Her first name's Kayla. I'm not doing Jane Fonda home workouts. Kayla Itzenes.
Kayla what? Kayla Incense.
I think it's Incense. She's an Australian girl.
Yeah, she is.
Lovely.
Yeah. Very popular on
The socials. Yeah, no.
But what's her claim to fame that she knows how to do stuff?
She's a personal trainer.
Mm. Oh, right.
And she says it's done very well.
And she's done very,
very well.
Well.
Is she like Michelle Bridges?
Much more successful than that.
Really? Really? More successful than her? I didn't
really
think any...
International.
Wow.
Mm. Very, very good.
Oh,
so anyway, I've just been smashing it out in the mornings. I feel great.
That's great. And you look great.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Dom. Oh, about that, see, there's some other things I've been doing. I'm home alone. I've decided to get right into the... Get your mind out of the gutter.
Should I leave the studio? You can tell a friend.
I started using those face mask things, you know, that make you look like an alien.
Oh, yeah.
And the under eye ones, you know, for your puppy. Yeah, I'll just sit there on the weekends and... You know,
it's amazing.
The ones that you peel off.
No, you know, it goes on like half the face here and then half the face here. And I walked out and I scared the dog because I couldn't talk properly. I'm like, Booba. She's just like, whoa, because I look like a wax doll.
Well, it's whatever you're doing, it's like, working. Look at you.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, that's my week.
Smooth as a baby's ass.
That's not all my week, but that's just the positive stuff. And I'll delve into the negative stuff later.
Oh, God, I've lost the pink bit. Hang on.
The pink bit. Don't lose your pink bits.
Oh, no.
The bit on pink.
The bit on pink.
God bless her. She's been seen around town all over the place. And she was in the paper yesterday morning. I don't know what she's sporting on her head. It looks like a rag.
Yeah, well, that's a big beanie.
But she had her little puffer jacket on.
It's a little...
Unlike your puffer jacket from a few weeks back. Hers actually fits.
Do you know
fits.
What? I showed my best friend the puffer jacket yesterday. Mm. I was like, do you want to see this infamous jacket? He goes, yes. And I came out with it and put it on and he cracked up laughing because it's too big. Like, I got the wrong size. But because the shoulders are out here, he said, it just makes you, like... That once it settles down, he goes, it's not too bad, but it's just like...
No, it's not good at all. He's a friend. He's a true friend.
I know. I won't wear it around you ever again.
I told you to take it back.
No, because I didn't have the receipt.
Okay,
would it
anyway.
Fit Dean?
It doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit the Goodyear blimp. Like, it doesn't fit anything.
Can you imagine Dean wearing a puffer jacket?
Yeah,
listen, back to pink.
Oh, God.
I love how she's just so relaxed that she'll just jump on public transport with the husband and the Willow, the daughter.
Cool.
No security.
It's amazing.
Nothing.
Love it.
So real and honest and down to earth.
She's good. She was told by her record company that she shouldn't expect any of her songs off the new album to be played on radio because she's over a certain age. And all of them have done really well. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it. It's my favourite saying today.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You've done that twice
already.
In one show.
4:23.
Wow, we're running out of material.
Let's see how many more I can get in.
Okay, we've got a new listener, so don't drive him away with your boring comments.
Oh, excuse me.
A new listener to the show has been listening to a previous podcast
of ours. It's judgmental.
And he says, and yes, Dean, you have talked about teabagging in previous posts. Have I just?
Yeah. See, unlike you, Dean, this man listens.
And what were we talking about that he's talking about now cruising in showers at Fitness First?
Doing the morning.
I think he's gone off on a tangent.
No, the working out in the morning.
Oh, right, okay. Yes. You know, old favourites from way back in a movie.
That have been with us through thick and thin.
Frank from Canada.
All the way from Canada.
God
Hi, Murphys. I'm still around. I'd always love listening to you. We are so grateful that you're around.
We love getting your messages.
It's amazing.
And how's this, right?
In the middle of that junk that was the first half hour.
In the first 28 minutes of hearing about you, blah, 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 about your sport or something like that,
what's your puffer jacket. I would actually like to ask you what I talked about.
Wow, I can't remember. There's so much.
Because you don't listen.
No, I do.
You talked about and you smoked it twice.
Training 5 days a week and you've found God.
Oh, very good. I never said that.
Well, it was close to it.
Sound
like you were preaching.
Ooh.
Now, we've had this one. In the 28 minutes, we had a new member join up to Joy.
Said thank you to everybody for your time and dedication.
Ben.
And
not only that.
And donated.
He donated $416, people.
That's can we have the clap?
I think that deserves a clap.
Why
don't we just do our own second radio song this afternoon?
Bring it on.
If anyone wants to donate or join up.
Gary and Jeffrey, if you're out there listening, come on.
The rest of the station have no idea this is going on, but if you feel like joining up, do it.
Yeah, join up. 0427-949.
You can jump on the Joy website, joy.org.au.
Yes, you can.
Awesome.
I like how you asked me like you weren't really sure.
No. Well, I don't want to drive the old and new listeners away, but this story should do it because you know how we love our poo stories on Joy?
Love it.
Well, it's part of our mission statement, isn't it?
Well, a superintendent in New Jersey accused of publicly defecating on a local high school's track and football field has resigned from his job.
Well, so he should, the dirty bugger.
He should. An email was sent to staffers saying that he was resigning due to events unrelated to his service for Killenworth. No. Oh, really? No, I thought that was in the job description. How good are you at taking a dump on a field?
Oh, my God.
He was arrested in May and accused of defecating on the high school track and football field on a daily basis.
Oh, my God.
Okay, they've nicknamed him the pooper intendant.
I like that. The pooper
and
intendant.
And this dude was on $150,000 a year as a superintendent. Now he's unemployed.
Well, he deserves
that's the funniest thing of the whole story, you idiot.
No, I like Pooper Intendant, but he really deserves to be unemployed if you're going to carry on like that.
I understand.
The world is not your toilet.
What about?
And I don't think you're living in India.
What about
it's
if
a different
we,
story over there. They just do it anyway.
What about if we ask listeners for what could our Pooper Intendant go and do now as a job?
The whole week I've been a bit fighty. Like,
really? No. Really?
Like, and I... Copped.
Why?
I don't know.
Should we talk about it?
A bit wound up.
Is it the forum to talk about
is
it?
Is it? Well, it's my show. I can talk about whatever I want.
Yeah, your show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's sort of yours as well. It's Tim's, but I'm in it.
Right.
Anyway, we were asking before.
Oh, yeah, because we had this story about the pooper intendant who got the sack. He was the superintendent, got the sack. He was $150,000 a year, got the sack,
and
because he pooed on track and fields all over the place.
I do not think he should have another job. And Dean wants to know.
I want to know. What could he do after that? What does one do when, you know, when your do is poo? Where do you go?
No, I don't think you need it to be like that. And Angela has said he could go and run the Liberal Party.
Oh, that's very creative, though.
I'm with you, Angela. I think that he'd have a perfect spot.
Let us know. Because we love a good poo story here, and we're going to drag this out. So let us know what your thoughts are. 0427
Sorry, Matthew, who's just joined, and the lovely member that we just had before, Ben. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
You've joined our show.
No, I'm not. I think it's great.
And one of our favourite topics is poo. You'll get used to it and then you'll start sharing your own poo stories. There you go.
As she flicks dust from the...
No, there was a hair.
Oh.
Yuck.
This has become like a comfortable chat on a couch, hasn't it?
Don't
well,
like
that's
hair.
What we want.
Don't worry, there's thousands of people listening right
no,
now.
That's what we want. A comfortable chat on a couch.
The superintendent who... lost his job because he was
pooed everywhere.
Pooing on track and fields all over the place.
When I say everywhere, and I was saying that's ridiculous. You can't. But Tim had the argument that if he's got to go,
when Mother Nature calls.
Well, it wasn't really that. He was brewing them up and just doing it every day in the same spot.
Well, maybe Mother Nature.
But no, but then Tim had the point. Maybe he had a really good day after he did it the first time and didn't want to jinx himself.
Oh.
Yeah, so you don't
want to
disrupt
your
habits.
So it's become like a ritual.
Yes.
Maybe I'll take that up when I next do a springboard diving competition.
Poo on it.
Well, if I take one,
poo
on
in the pool.
Take one on the board, might be the lucky board.
If you have a good dive,
why not?
Do it again.
Does that?
That's actually quite disgusting.
It is actually. Now we've asked you guys, what would superintendent or the pooperintendent do for a job if he's out of work, which he is? He's like now not making any money.
But it went on national news
well, of course
as well.
It did.
So he's not going to be hired for anything. How embarrassing.
Someone sent through that he could...
What is wrong with you? seriously, keep your together. Like, not okay. Anyway.
Someone sent through he can be a pro-dom laxative tester. There you go. Now you're thinking.
See?
That's the one. It's not great this afternoon, is it? We're sort of falling apart.
Is it already? No, yes. I didn't think so.
But it's okay. Most people don't get in the car till 5 o'clock.
No.
Sorry about all you others who are sitting around
the poor ones
waiting
working,
to be entertained.
Sitting there waiting.
While we're trying to find some interesting things to talk about right now, this
I
is Hayden James.
I talk
and
about
Point.
Interesting things.
Oh, hang
all
on.
The
you
time.
Had something you were going to talk about?
Well, yes. I was, but now we're going to a song.
No, we don't have to. We can do anything we want.
It's our show. We can do whatever we like.
It's your show.
Look, your show.
Well, this is making me hostile, and that's what I was going to talk about.
All right. Our producer is breaking all the buttons on the panel.
Every week.
That's why we need people to sign up as new members.
And it just flicks off into his little hand.
The other thing I could do is just do that.
Turn us off or turn Anna off.
We just have no Anna.
You're very clever. Now, listen, before we get into the next song, I really want to dissect your anger management problems.
Yes. Okay. Fine.
Because you've been wanting to get this off your chest. And by God, our show has become a therapy session for most people in town.
Oh, how about we turn our phones
off? They're ringing left, right and centre to talk about their problems. Sorry about that.
How about we turn our phones off before we start the show?
Oh, that's awkward.
Oh, dear. This is awkward, isn't it?
Sorry about that.
Oh, professional.
Okay.
Look, I'm not a very aggressive person. I have to say that with a laugh because it's funny. No, I don't really like confrontation. But every now and then I get quite wound up about things, like an angry little ant. And so over the last couple of weeks, I bought something online.
The puffer jacket. Because I'd be angry about that too.
I actually don't even want to continue.
No,
if
I'd be
you're
angry
be an
with
ass.
That. Because it's.
Why don't you just put your head back in your phone? And I'll talk to Tim. Go on.
Can you just wear it in once? I just want to see it.
Yeah, sure. No dramas. Because it'll annoy him more.
Yeah, wear it on our next promo shot for the show.
Why don't you just shut your face?
We'll even give it its own mic.
This has just become about the jacket.
It needs its own postcode. I might next it's
time
so
just,
big.
I might just send the jacket in next time. This is why I'm angry. It's because I come in here on a Monday with you two losers and get wound up.
No,
anyway,
look,
I ordered something online. And there was like just this ongoing debate because it didn't turn up. Like, so the
Can you tell us what it was, though? I want to put the picture.
So I ordered this. This is a very long story, and I don't know how to get it. This is like a four-part.
Oh, well, we've got time. We've got all the time in the world.
Yeah, okay.
We're here till 6:30.
Our show, we can do whatever we want.
People are stuck in traffic. So.
I have been home alone a lot lately, so I order things online. And then there was this thing, and it was like you could order a box of samples of cosmetics and stuff, right? And then you could just – there was a discount. What? Stop it, you two. It wasn't a vibrator. For God's sake.
Yeah, okay. So
anyway, and after this story, I certainly won't be ordering one of them online. But anyway, so I order and you get samples, whatever. So I thought, that's a good idea. And there was a discount to start. And then you sort of just sign up and they'll send you, you know, a box a month. So then they sent me an alert going, your July box is being shipped. And I sent them an email going, I never got June. What are you talking about? And then they're like, well, they're both been shipped, da, da, da. And I'm like, no. And then I went onto my account and it didn't have the unit number, just had the street address. So I'm claiming that that's their system, but they're claiming it was me. Anyway, whatever. Long story. I kept saying, I didn't get it. And they're like, well, it's been sent. I'm like, no, well, the thing is, I haven't got it. And they go, well, it has. And then the Australia Post sent a photo of one of them being put in the letterbox, but it wasn't my letterbox. It was number one. So I went out the front.
Okay.
And I knocked
the story
on
the, grows.
And they're a bit weird anyway. And so
pot
I went
smokers.
I knocked on the door and I said, did a parcel arrive here for me? No, it didn't. No, I haven't said anything. And I was like,
jeez, your makeup looks good.
Just no.
Yeah, your face looks good.
Yeah, your face looks fresh.
Smoothed out, isn't it?
Anyway, so,
yeah, Botox.
So I'm walking past their house all the time. I'm like, I hate you. I'm like, you know, really angry. So this was the lead up to the week. Anyway, so that just the email war is going back and forward. And I think it's bouncing back and forward from somewhere overseas, the way it's been written. So anyway, like I'm suggesting that maybe English is not the first language.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so it's just going back and forward to the point where they're like, oh, we're just thanking you for your patience and your understanding. And I'm like in capital letters going, I am not patient or understanding this.
No.
I will take this further. You don't understand. I know people in the media is where I got to.
Oh, no.
I'm on community radio.
No, and it's my show. It's my show.
I'll get my puffer jacket on and I'll sit on you.
No, so I was laughing.
With my big, I'll smother you with my puffer jacket.
So I've been laughing about it. Anyway, I was getting in my head thinking, right, I'm going to send them a bag of my dog's poo into the city. Like, you know, I was just getting like crazy. Anyway.
You pooper intendant, you?
I know, right. So I've been crazy in this war with these people, but laughing, just going, really, and when I tell you how much I've actually spent on the boxes, you'll just laugh. I'm carrying on like it's like an order for a $7,000 Gucci handbag.
Doll? How much did you spend?
In total, $27.
$27.
But it's like we're up to about 24 email exchanges, right, with me just losing it just for fun, like just going, you don't understand. What happened to customer service? This is ridiculous. Anyway, so the other morning I get up to go to the gym and the night before there'd been no car parked outside my immediate house and I can't park in my garage. So I have to park there, whatever. So further down the street, there was a car park, so I parked there. I come out at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym and there's a sign on my car saying, find somewhere else to park.
Sign the person that sold your cosmetics.
No, but see, but I was thinking,
hang on, I'm jumping the gun.
I'm thinking, I'm going to kill someone now. I'm right. I'm like, wow. So at 6 o'clock in the morning, I was about to drive off and I thought, no, damn it. I've got pen and I've got post-it notes in my car. And so I wrote, I have every right to park on this street. I live here too. Right. And so I stuck it on the car, right? Anyway.
On your own car.
No, on their car.
Oh, right.
Anyway, so I drove off and then all day I was in my head going, oh, I'm furious. How dare they tell me where I can and can't park? This is ridiculous. I've moved into a stupid neighbourhood and I'm going to leave bag of poo on their car.
So it's the bag of poo.
No, anyway.
I love it.
You want to part of our core values.
No, anyway, I was feeling quite good about that whole story. And then I walked the dog in the afternoon. When I got back from work, I had to park in the same vicinity again, right?
Same place,
so,
yep.
So I parked there again. Anyway, so I've gone for a walk with the dog and come back and there's another A4 piece of paper I can see on my windscreen. I'm like,
Get out.
So without going to look at it, I've charged into the house and I've got two pieces of paper because I was unsure.
So you haven't read it yet?
No, I hadn't read it
yet.
No,
you're right.
So I was unsure which car it was, but I knew it was one of these two because, anyway. So I've gone in, I've written, how dare you tell me where I can and can't park? This is a free spot. Yeah. Da, 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 you know, I'm allowed, whatever.
Grabbed your dog under your arm so she can take on the car.
So I took Poodle. So I took Pepper. Poodle, who's in her pink jumper, like looking like a soft toy, right?
Poodle Pepper in her pink.
And then squeezing poo.
Yeah. So I've taken her down the street. Anyway, so I've marched up and this sign goes, well, you probably don't have thousands of dollars worth of tools in your thing and I like to have my car parked where I can see it and hear it, right? So I was furious. So I grabbed that and I put one of my signs on. And just as I was, because I was ready for a fight, like if they came, I was like ready to just go off. Then this woman comes out really quietly and just goes, is this about the car?
And I'm damn right, it's about the car.
Bouncing
it's
pepper.
About poo. It's about everything.
I've got bouncing Poodle. Bouncing pepper. Like what? And I go, there was nowhere else to park. And it's leaving. And she goes, if you want to start something with someone who's mentally unstable, you are going about it the right way.
And you I just have said, "Well, you haven't seen anything.
No,
you,
and I
I'm
just
as
went,
mental as all get out."
Well, I should have said, "I'm as mentally unstable as well." But what happened? I just went, "What?" And she goes, "I'm telling you right now, it's our problem. But if you want to start something." You're going about it. I took one of the signs off. She took the other one and I quickly got in the car and drove it. And that was the end of my fight week. But then as I got in the car and checked my phone, I got a message from the box people saying, yes, we've sent out the boxes.
Well, at least you did. You know what? I thought you were going to get to a point where you actually took the poo, stuck it on his bonnet and stuck his screwdrivers in top of it.
Well, I was going to, but
wow,
I'm
that's
really
a vicious
afraid.
Week. That took almost half an hour. That's the longest anger story I've ever heard. But brilliant.
I feel so good now.
Brilliant.
You do.
Yeah, and safe.
And you didn't have a go at your pot-smoking neighbours who you thought stole your stuff.
Mm.
I have thought really bad things about them every time I walk past.
No, it's okay. Go and. They're not thinking about you.
No.
They're thinking good
about
skin, though.
They're thinking about twisties and meat
and really
pies.
Good skincare. As we head out to the roads, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. And today has a little theme. Let's see if we can pick it up. Colder outbound is setting a furious pace at 6 minutes. The eastern outbound will make your fist pump really aggressively. It's so good at 13 minutes. The Monash outbound make you scream at the top of your lungs with excitement at 35 minutes. The Princess outbound will make you tut and eye roll because that's 19 minutes. And Westgate outbound will have you seeing red if red resembles good at a great speed at 13 minutes.
It's completely Looney Tunes in here, isn't it? Like you just don't get that anywhere else on commercial radio, community radio, whatever.
No.
On the trains, thank you very much.
Great.
For that.
Did we pick up on the theme?
Well, you sounded happy while you were angry. So I'm a little bit confused.
See, because fight week was last week.
Yeah, that's it. On the trains this afternoon, person. You'll find good services on most lines. You'll find minor delays on Belgrave, Lilydale and Craigieburn. Also minor delays on Cranbourne, Pakenham, Frankston. Oh, shut up, you. You've had your go. All the rest of the
fun.
Everything else is looking good. If you see something on the roads, this hour, great stuff on the way, including a chance to pick up a double pass to go and see the Ultimate Queen Experience. Wow. Apparently, they're calling him the best Freddie Mercury voice on the planet, but they don't tell me who it is.
No, well, I would say that somewhere. Surely.
We'll find out.
No, but I thought that other bloke from
Adam
America.
Lambert.
Oh, Mark Martel.
Oh.
Anyway.
is great.
Don't say like that. You were waiting for Adam Lambert, but it's not Adam Lambert. It's
Mark.
Next,
he's great.
Mark's
better.
Amazing.
Yes.
He's better than Adam.
Much better.
Murphy's Law. Take the gay brother and the straightest sister and let them loose on air? No way. Joy 94.9.
Before we do anything, we've had a message here from Adrian that says, loving the traffic updates. You go, girl.
Well, thank you very much, kind sir.
Wow. Some people are easily pleased.
There's people in here that aren't too chuffed, but you know what?
We do.
I fly in the face of public opinion. Oh, no, whatever.
We do have another traffic coming up, so if you've got a theme that you want to
It can be anything you want, and Anna Murphy has to actually do it in that tone.
In a theme.
Now, we have a double pass to give away, the Ultimate Queen Celebration. It's what the ad was talking about it before.
That and voice.
The Mark Mattel.
Close your eyes.
Not you Adam feel Lambert. Like
you're in the room Mark with Freddie Mattel. Mercury.
Yeah. 30 million views. Yeah. YouTube, Facebook.
We've just gone like Universal Studios.
Well, it's actually happening in Melbourne, September 1st at the Palais Theatre. It's meant to be amazing.
Amazing.
And we've got a double pass to give away if you want to go and see it. We were talking off air. Right, this came up in conversation, and I've always thought that Somebody to Love was the best Queen song
ever. That is
great. And you were sort of going, nah, take out the David Bowie part.
Oh, no, that was Under Pressure.
But I've
come up with a better
Queen.
One.
Whoa, what?
Don't Stop Me Now.
Oh, okay.
Is that
what it's actually called? Know?
Yeah.
Because I'm having a good time.
Yeah, it's called Don't Stop Me Now, I think. Right. Anyway, we'll look at
Well, let's call it Don't Stop Me Now. They probably named it something else differently 30 years ago.
Queenly, hang on, just keep talking amongst yourselves.
Okay. Anyway, it's meant to be a great show, Tim, if you want to go to it.
When is
Double
it?
Pass. Well, it's actually Melbourne September 1st at the Palais Theatre.
Melbourne September 1st.
Yeah. All thanks to Liberty Stage. If you want to go to it, you have to actually we would like to know. I would like to know because I do think Somebody to Love is the greatest track ever.
I can't find it.
And I'm sure there's a hell of a lot of people out there that agree with me, and you don't even know what their song's
Don't
called.
Stop Me Now, that's what it's called.
Don't Stop Me Now. Don't Stop Me Now. Yeah. Don't Stop Me Now.
And Bohemian Rhapsody.
So Tim,
I'm going to say Bohemian Rhapsody, that's mine.
So you just
I'm entering in this comp.
Oh, you're going in as well.
Absolutely, because it's not Don't Stop Me Now, it's yours. Bohemian Rhapsody. That's like it's the greatest song ever.
Right. So
it is the greatest song ever.
Team Deans is
thank you. So
Team Dean
to me.
Will you two shut up because no one's going to understand the game. Will you shut up? Team Dean is Somebody to Love. Tim is Bohemian Rhapsody. And Team, what is your song?
Don't stop me. What is your name? Anna. Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't Stop Me Now. Yep. But Anna, let us know. 0427 Joy 949, honourofjoy.org.au. The most amount of support for each song, or a song, will win out of those three. So it's Bohemian Rhapsody, Somebody to Love, Don't Stop Me Now. Don't Stop Me Now?
Yeah, Don't Stop Me Now.
I don't remember.
Can you mark down one for me? Anna voted for mine.
I do. I accidentally did.
No,
well,
no. Listeners only.
Sarah has sent in Team Anna all the way.
Yep.
Don't Stop Me Now is a terrific track.
Yeah. And then we're going to play that song. Oh. And we're also going to, not yet, but later, and we're also going to choose a winner out of all those responses to go a double pass to the Ultimate Queen Celebration, which is meant to be amazing at the Palais Theatre.
Evan has sent in Team Tim. How could you go past Bohemian Rhapsody?
Thank you.
Have I had one yet?
No. Well, yes, you actually have. Hello, Dean, Anna and Tim. Anna's traffic is okay, but it would be amazing if she delivered the traffic with a Taylor Swift theme.
Oh, there's a challenge for you.
There you go.
Great.
I'm Team Dean.
Great.
There you go.
Wow. Awesome. Somebody to Love.
Thanks,
that's
Connie.
Great.
So we're all pretty even at this stage.
Excellent. Lots of messages coming through. This
We've
one,
had Go Anna all the way.
Oh, from Leah.
I'm going to pretend that you didn't say Go Anna because you're on my team, so that's
Go
fine.
Anna.
But that used to be
also this
at
one
school.
Came through. And it's not a therapy session, doll. We don't have to get it all off your chest. What's
shut
this
up.
One?
Oh,
Andrew.
This one's from Andrew in St Kilda. Find Me Somebody to Love is a classic and one of my favourites, especially the time when I'm single. But I have to go with Tim.
Oh, what?
What would Wayne's World have been without it?
So exactly.
Thank you for a great show, it says. Good on you, Andrew. Maybe we should have had that competition instead, which is the hottest Jonas. No. Sorry.
Don't be so judgmental and poo-poo about everything I say. Just because you don't agree with it, you don't have to be so...
No, I'm just saying that there are better Jonases than
aren't there only two?
No.
Is there more?
That's 17 of them.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know about that, but...
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I thought he was really handsome. I thought his curly hair on the voice just was handsome.
All right.
And welcome back to Murphy's Law.
Welcome back to Murphy's
yes,
Law.
Thanks for joining us. While we're speaking of the Jonases, I don't know why we brought that up.
You did, because you've got an article in hand about Nick.
Because Nick's just got engaged to an Indian film star called
Priyanka.
Priyanka Chopra. and she's famous.
She's very famous, beautiful.
Very famous, beautiful. But they've only been going out 2 months.
Well,
like move, 2 months and shut down quick. Tiffany's in London and proposed to her on her 36th birthday and all that kind of stuff. 2 months.
36th birthday?
36. She's 36.
How old
she's
is he?
36.
I don't know, actually. 20s. He's in his 20s. Maybe he looks prepubescent. Probably 20. I don't know.
Goggle that.
He's about 20. Is he about 25, 26?
I don't know. Hang on, Nick Jones.
Maybe 27. Jonas. Well, come on, Google.
Just talk amongst yourselves while we do this bit.
Just sad that he's actually engaged. It's like Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber's got engaged to
Hailey Baldwin.
They only went out for two weeks or two months.
Oh, I thought it said he was born. No, he's 25.
Is he?
25. 1992.
He is. Right.
She's, what, 36?
36. 10 years. That's okay. Perfect. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's perfect.
But Justin Bieber's done it as well after only a couple of months. All these, you know. It's very sad. I'm sad.
Because maybe love's just...
I love them both.
Maybe some people...
I do love them both.
Maybe some
now
people
the,
on the planet the still believe in love and marriage.
Yeah, well, they're off the market now.
Not like us jaded old
There's
folks.
There's no hope for these ageing gay males living a delusional lifestyle.
And old ladies.
And old ladies.
Old sweaty Betty's over here.
Giving up.
You and I, Tim, are both sitting on 3 votes each, wow. And Dean's sitting on 2.
Two? It's only 2.
How is it back there in the arse end of the game?
It's not feeling all that great, actually. And the only people who are going to lose out is the general public because they won't get to hear what is the best song, which is Somebody to Love. How can you miss it?
It just seems they're voting for another song, though, doesn't it?
Anyway, what have we got coming up now? Smarty
like
Pants. If you notice how things are getting... pretty hard and tight for people. Yeah, well, people are starting to do things sort of like, you know, that they wouldn't have normally done, but times are tough and money isn't, you know, hard to come by.
Like hosting Bogan Bingo.
Or, you know, years ago we'd all bag out Kmart, but now it's like, isn't Kmart fabulous? You can just get everything you want.
I love everything.
I went to Kmart. And do you know what? It's so good. I'm selling everyone off on this vacuum cleaner that I bought from Kmart. I had a mate of mine who worked for Samsung and it convinced me to buy an $800 vacuum cleaner. It's like the best thing ever. I'm thinking, well,
why
it would want to make me coffee in the morning.
Why would
anybody
do everything? Need an $800 vacuum?
I don't know, but I fell for it. So I bought this thing and I had it for years. Years. And it was the worst thing. It had no suction at all. Anyway,
dumb.
But you just wanted to use it because you went, I paid $800 for it.
Just
keep going through it. It was torturous. Like just not having a sucker, you know? It's just one of those things.
It's like you had one job.
You had one job. Mm.
To suck.
Oh, you look.
You suck.
You looked
actually,
pretty.
You don't.
You
so
looked pretty.
Problem.
You were pretty, but you weren't useful at all.
Mm.
I've had boyfriends like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I was going to say, it's a bit like you.
And
there's a compliment in there. Yeah.
I bought this vacuum cleaner from Kmart and it's amazing.
Is it?
Let me say $50.
Amazing.
Amazing. Now, this is not a free plug for Kmart and we're not being sponsored or anything, but I do yourself a favour. Go out and buy this.
Oh, it's lovely.
Go and buy
it.
And then when I was in there, I was like, you know what? All these people talking about Kmart, isn't it wonderful? And you get so much stuff. I'm thinking, tough times.
Well,
it's actually really good.
Well,
you can get everything you want.
My best friend came around yesterday, walked in the door and said, oh, I like that painting. Where'd you get that? And I said, $6, Kmart. It's amazing.
Anyway, that had nothing to do with my story. Nothing.
It hasn't, but it's gone off.
To do my story. I had another story and it completely went off
track. Dean Murphy, you're going to be sad to hear this one, but Mark has said, Bohemian Rhapsody, guys, this is a one horse race. We are, of course, referring to what is the best out of these 3 Queens songs.
Nay away, Mark. Nay away.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Is of course Tim's. Dean's is Somebody Love You, and mine is.
You mumbled mine, so they didn't hear. That's Somebody Love You.
Whatever.
Somebody Love You.
This one says, "Go Anna, but don't enter me into the draw because I'm going anyway."
Darren. Well, they're playing. Even they don't even want to win the prize.
So at the moment, Tim and I are neck and neck, and Dean Murphy, I've got a bit of room to move.
Right. Okay. After this song, I'm going to tell you what story I was going to tell you, and I went so off track with Kmart.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah, but I'm passionate about that vacuum cleaner.
I can see.
You can suck a flea off a dog from 50 meters. That's amazing.
Wow. I think you've had boyfriends.
My new boyfriend. Don't stop me now.
What did you do?
I texted a friend and got him to text in a couple of times under different names.
Yeah. And he's done that. And we know it's you, Coop.
Yes. Thanks, Coop. Thanks, Doug.
You've been. Doug. Thanks, Doug.
Is it the same person?
Thanks, Connie from before.
Thanks, Connie.
So we're on to you.
Yep. I don't know, Dandenong RSL Club on a Saturday night when they're all like doing like, you know, I don't know what they do down there.
Oh,
like,
maybe you can go. You might have a good time.
Me now with a whole.
And, what, and yours? Yours is Opera House, is
yes.
it?
Yes.
What?
Yours is Kumbaya.
It's
by
only the greatest
campfire.
Song ever. Somebody to Love.
Well, I think you'll find that Tim and I are ahead of you. By two votes. Okay, in fact, you're losing one because you cheated.
Because my lot, my people are voting, you're my people.
They're busy listening to somebody.
No, they're just so dripping within. They're like, just, they don't know what to do with themselves because they're so excited about hearing the song. So they will text in a minute. Anyway, on another note, I have a story. Man.
Come on then.
Here. Yeah, come on.
It's a zoo story. You know how much we love animals.
You've tried for a while for this story, so it better be good.
Well, apparently a zoo in Cairo is allegedly showing its true stripes by passing off painted donkeys as zebras. Was that good enough for you? I don't even think I need to go on anymore.
I love that.
This guy named Mahmoud went there and he was like, immediately became suspicious of the animals in the zebra exhibit. He was tapping his head going, something looks suspicious here.
Suspicious
for starters, their ears were bigger and their snouts were lighter than those of typical zebras. Oh. It had nothing to do with the paint dripping off them, the graffiti.
And the turtle to do with has it. Got that shark fin. Oh, look at that shark.
Well, you've got it. You've got to give them credit, like the zoo people. I mean, look, face it. You know,
I really love that
zebras
story.
Aren't cheap. They're $30,000 each, where you can get a painted donkey for $700. I think it's brilliant. I love it.
Do you know what? One of your next parties, you should just paint a donkey.
Yeah, I'll just walk it through with a drag queen on the back and say, look at it.
Look at
it's a
horse.
Zebra. This one came through and said...
Definitely have to side with Tim here. Bohemian Rhapsody all the way. Sounds like you're having a fun show. We are having a fun show.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you, Trevor.
And also, this one came through as well from Angela.
This one from Angela. Somebody to love. No ticks, though.
Thanks.
So that's good.
That's
still
great.
Trailing us. That's okay.
A little bit.
For those of you who are new to our show, welcome. We do have a Facebook page we love you to engage on at facebook.com/ Murphy's Law Radio.
Well done to you, because that was unrehearsed.
I know. And there was a message popped up here before that I'm going to read.
What on our Facebook
from
page?
One of our admin. Hey guys, I want to beat Anna and Tim in this competition. Please vote for me. Yes, I'm cheating by doing this. Dean Murphy, I'm going to cut your hands off soon.
I'm competitive. I've got a streak.
You're just naughty.
I've got a streak.
Very naughty.
We should make mention too, while we're on the topic of Facebook and social media and so forth, that we do have podcasts.
Yeah, we do.
If you want to listen to this crazy crap back again, you can.
And Tom's
our podcast. He does a remarkable job.
Amazing job.
Wait. And we do love him dearly. He's a part of the show. And he puts these podcasts together. They sound great. If you want to have a listen to it, you can jump on joy.org.au. Are we on iTunes as well? I think we are.
Yes, and then it goes on iTunes.
I get it on something else because I'm not an Apple person. It's a Castbox or something or other. So it's all your
all
major streaming
platforms.
We're accessible everywhere.
Absolutely. So keep them coming through. The songs are, again, Somebody to Love, Bohemian Rhapsody and...
Don't Stop Me Now.
Do it now. 0427JOY949 on airatjoy.org.au.
Heading out to your Taylor Swift-themed roads this afternoon. We've got Calder Freeway outbound is like a blank space at 6 minutes. Mm. Eastern outbound is a love story at 12 minutes. Monash outbound is just gorgeous at 33 minutes. Princess Freeway, call it what you want, but it's slow at 18 minutes. Westgate outbound is something out of your wildest dreams at 12 minutes. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you do it.
Did you just mic drop?
Yeah, I just mic drop with my piece of paper. Boom, in my head I'm a superstar.
Yep, and that's where it should stay, in your head. On the way, we have Amy Grant and Dave.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Get ready for the Christian clap, people.
Oh.
And
that's the best kind
also
of clap.
That's the only clap you should have. Double pass.
Hi, Mum.
Anna Murphy.
Speaking of songs,
yes,
and this is a terrible segue, but anyway, yesterday I went with my best mate to see at Gold Class to see Mamma Mia 2.
Oh, how was that? Because Tim and I can't think of anything worse.
No, that sounds like a nightmare.
Well, Tim said, sorry.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Of course you did.
It was like watching a hug. It is so cute. It is so cute. And anybody that didn't like it just needs to go and work out why their heart is stone cold dead. Like, I just, you need
maybe
help.
You're not into musicals?
Yeah, I'll ponder that. I'm into musicals.
But Cher's in it, yeah?
Oh, my God. So Cher, God love her cotton socks. She's, well, she is. She's Cher. She's amazing, of course. Yeah. What do you
can
mean?
Can she move her mouth?
She can't move her mouth.
No.
And so she sort of comes on, and now I think because she's at an age, I think maybe she's done something to her back too because she was very stiff.
Yeah.
She was. She came out, though, she sort of just talked like this.
But you sound like her then. That's maybe why she doesn't.
And then she sang Fernando.
Oh. She,
can you hear the drums, Fernando? And like she
did
was.
Did it work though?
They'd done a lot of smoothing out of the face, right. Or she had anyway.
Yeah, she
knows
she has.
Puffed.
She has.
Very plump looking.
Yeah. Fillers.
Fillers. And then they just drag queen wigs on her. Like she's amazing.
Yeah, she's
like
amazing.
Heaven. I love
her. She's 72.
Yeah. I know. She was the best thing ever. I was surprised that the audience didn't clap. Like I was like, we all should be clapping this.
Right.
And when she appeared, like I out loud laughed because she's funny. And no one else, everyone was really quiet. And I was like, what is wrong with this audience? Like she's gorgeous, but she's meant to be there and just campness and just
And she's camp and she's the queen of camp.
And she made a few funnies and no one in the audience was laughing. I was like, you're all dead.
They're all stiff.
And I had this experience package because I got it from work. And so you get to order 5 things off the menu. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And but
it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you sort of need to be there before the movie to sort of start your journey with the food stuff. But because we were late, and this is what the guy said, I rocked up and he goes, Murphy? And I said, yes. And he goes, you're late. And I went, oh, sorry. And then I go, and we've got this. And he goes, oh, experience. Oh, okay. And so they were all kind of a bit shitty with us.
Wow. That's not the experience you needed.
No. Late.
And so we
like
went
in. Throw the food at you.
And I was like, oh, well, we've only missed a few minutes. Like, you know, it's whatever. And then I said, I'll come out and I'll order. So I ordered the food. And clearly something, they just hated us or they were in the mood to punish us or something. I don't know. But they then took to about 3/4 of the way through the movie and I asked twice, I'm like, where's the food? And then they brought it all out together, like all of it.
What?
So there was food.
What did you have? Can you describe to the people what you had?
Because they're not big things. We've just got this salt and pepper calamari thing.
Oh, lovely.
Ooh, yum.
And then a little pulled pork bun. Each was a little pulled pork. And then I lost the plot when I was ordering. Yeah. I was like, this is all too much food. So then we ended up with a cheese board and chocolate fudge thing for Gareth because he's like training for Tough Mudder or something. So I thought, well, he can have that. But if it had been spaced out.
Is that like mud that he could swim through or something?
Is that the staple diet?
Oh, and then there was
Tough Mudder competition.
No, well, you know, you need. Well, it wasn't what I need to eat, so
no,
I wasn't
God,
ordering it for me. God, I don't agree so quickly.
No, I'm just saying.
Mother next week, I'll get you a chocolate fudge.
Anyway, it was really like harrowing and really frantic, like trying to get this food in it. Anyway, it was a really cute movie. Felt like
good.
A hug.
Oh, great.
And you two need to work out what's wrong with your cold, dead hearts is all I'm going to say.
Nah, not into it. But I tell you what, what I am into is Queen music. Tracks, love them. Love Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Love Mark Mattel too.
Yeah,
who's going to be singing at the
much better than Adam Lambert.
The Palais. It's a Tim of first. And the winner, we don't have a drum roll, do we? It's Mark from Armidale.
Yes.
And Mark from Armidale chose Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yay! Congratulations, Tim.
Which is a shit song.
No, I actually gave a bit of a preluding tip to Tim, like a point to Tim, because I think it's one of the greatest songs of all time.
Thank you very
much. Okay, well, let's play it. You know, just dripping
winning.
In all your winnings, aren't you?
Oh, that's great up here.
Get the show going.
Yeah, amazing.
Forget the song. We're a winner.
Oh, so yeah. Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Mama, just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on, as if nothing really matters.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
So you think you can stop me and spit my eyes? So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Yeah.
Oh, Joy 94.9. That's a fabulous song, isn't it?
What a great
song. Do you know the funny thing about it is we had so many requests for it. Well done, Tim. You won.
Thank you.
However, I just realised my song, Somebody to Love from Queen, as I sort of said to you during that track, isn't actually my favourite Queen song.
No.
My favourite Queen song is Somebody to Love, sung by George Michael.
Right. Okay. Now it comes clean.
Yeah, sorry. At the end.
Yeah, at the end.
And this someone said through, this one said, God, that song just doesn't end, does it? I almost switched the radio station. Such a bad song. That was from Coops. I think he was one of my fans.
Well, we know he is.
Just saying.
Hashtag make it end.
Now, our next song, are we playing the game now? Are we doing ding ding?
Oh, we're late on the game. Oh. Ding, that ding. Song did go forever.
Oh, God. Here we go. What are we?
All right. So, last man standing. Here we are. Right. Congratulations, Anna. You were last week's winner.
Correct.
I am going to call it that you are at 7 and Dean, you are at 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's right, but that's what we're going with.
You
will be kicking us off today, Anna. Today's topic is words that mean the same as poo.
Ooh.
Shit.
Oh. Yes.
Crap.
Doo-doo.
Turd.
Number two.
Excrement.
You're cheating. I'm not cheating. You look like you were looking at your computer. Poo.
No, you can't say poo. It is poo.
I'm out.
No, you're out. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I could have said feces.
Or laying cable for the information superhighway.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's that one.
Like, why don't we play to Dean's strengths with this topic?
Yes. Thank you. In my straight days.
Oh, God.
I went with my girlfriend to a concert. And I didn't really know, you know, when people say they don't want to come to a concert, whatever. And so I said yes. And somehow, without even knowing, I ended up at an Amy Grant concert.
Oh, wow.
And it was just full of people doing the Christian clap.
She does. The best ad of all time was the Amy Grant ad.
Particularly to this song. I think she only had one song, but was that other thing she used to...
she used to do a Christian television ad.
Oh, was that what it was?
So I don't know whether anyone at home remembers, but she used to... sitting there in the room and she had the kids around her sitting on the floor.
And they're all...
And she's like... Have you ever been in a situation, a bad situation, where it felt like there was no way out? Well, I'm going to tell you a story about a situation
to kids.
Just like that, to kids.
To kids.
And she goes, take this man to prison, the man heard Herod say, and then four squads of soldiers came and carried him away, chained up between two watchmen. Peter tried to sleep, but beyond the walls an endless prayer was lifting for his keep. Then a light shone through the darkness of a lowly prison cell, and the chains that bound the man of God just opened up and fell, and running to his people before the break of day. There was only one thing on his mind, only one thing to say. Angels watching over me.
How do you remember that?
It's a party trick that no one knows.
Oh, that is gold.
Oh, that's priceless.
Yeah, the ad was amazing.
Thank you so much for finishing the show on a high. It's way different from where we started, but that was brilliant.
Yeah,
I love that.
No, keep the faith.
That's it for us. And you know what? A lot of people say that we don't do much research. We're kind of off the cuff or, you know, we're actually lazy. Any one of those. But we did, and we didn't get to a lot of it.
No, we didn't.
To bring up a few of these topics.
The stuff that you missed, people.
I had a story on Beck Hewitt, who's now back on television.
Oh.
Is she?
Welcome back,
Beck.
Not
really interesting. It's probably why we didn't get to it.
Welcome back, Beck.
Yep.
I had the world's sexiest weather girl, Yannette Garcia, speaks out after being dumped by boyfriend so he could play more online games.
Oh, I don't think she is the sexiest. I think Jane Barn is
photos here. She's pretty.
Jane Barn's on our show next week, by the way. People.
Is she?
Yeah. I've got a story here about Uber drivers who are ripping people off by putting vomit in the back of, like, fake vomit in the back of the car, taking photos
disgusting.
Of it. And then charging people for the cleaning of it when they've been drunk. So it gets charged to them and they're charging them $300 for it.
Terrible. I had an Iraqi Airways pilots in shocking cockpit fight over meal tray during flight with 157 passengers on board.
And also a naughty, naughty Orlando Bloom swore at a lady in an audience because she was filming him with an iPad.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, also, just one last one. I had boss apologises for amazing angry email to all his staff telling them they were getting on his tits.
We finished on a tit joke. Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's so funny. That's it from us. We're out of here.
Bye.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.